Hey, all you Tiny Horse fans, want to hear your favorite indie rock band in a way you've never heard them before? Come out on October 4th to the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts to hear Tiny Horse perform in an acoustically engineered space. Friday nights in the Recital Hall concerts are all ages and licensed. Tickets are $20 each, and they're going fast. Check out queensu.ca, the Isabel, for details. Release it all. Will you catch me in a trust fall?
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
To forget all of the warmth in your head. disrupted. Can't remember the last time I left like that. It all comes back. It all comes back. It all comes back. It all comes back. Funny how we run to the danger. Like we got a lesson to learn, and we don't think we deserve it. When happiness is served, started with reluctance, I landed right in your lap. Then I tried to forget all of the warmth in your hands. Now everything's disrupted, can't remember the last time I left like that. It all comes back. It all comes back. It all comes back. It all comes back.
Greetings, loved ones. Welcome to your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. I am your host every Friday morning for the foreseeable future, Jesse Bell. So great to have you here with us. And we decided to kick things off with two new releases from one of my all-time favorites, Nelly Furtado, the Canadian dream girl. I absolutely adore Nelly Furtado. At the top of the hour, we had Honesty by Nelly Furtado, and then we followed that up with Nelly Furtado and another favorite of this Friday morning indie wake-up call, Charlotte Day Wilson with All Comes Back. So we get a bit more of the kind of light, airy, upbeat Nelly, and then more of your soulful balladeer. She's got so much range, so much versatility. I remember her early releases. We're talking pre-Timbaland. She did have this kind of bohemian energy when you think of things like a bird, for instance. It just has this beautiful kind of a buoyant, joyous quality to it. And I just think that was so refreshing at the time and is something that I love to see in pop music, period. There's so much terrible, terrible, terrible nonsense going on in the world. So just having a simple, well-made pop song, oh, makes a profound difference in my humble opinion. We've got another two-pack of music coming up, one new song and one older release, and it's from another longtime favorite of the Friday morning indie wake-up call, somebody I've talked about on multiple programs for years. We're going to have some new music from Arez Zabari coming up in just a few moments, and we're going to mix that in with one of my favorite Arez Zabari tracks, actually the one that really got me into her sound, her kind of like neo-soul pop R&B stylings with Before I Knew You. So we've got some great Queens adjacent, although she is based in Toronto now, music coming up from Arez Zabari. We've got a lot of great stuff on the agenda for today. Let me take a look at the little playlist I've got prepped for you because, you know, I've got a lot on my plate, so it's sometimes tough for me to remember everything that's going on. But we do have music coming up from Peach Pit, some new Peach Pit with Did You Love Somebody? We have got music from Charlie Houston. I don't know if I can say the title, but it's S *UT* for Excel, which I think is a lovely title all the same. We've got new Current Swell. We've got all sorts coming up today, so I hope you'll stick around with us. I'll be heading to Union Station a little bit later on today. I'm catching a train from Kingston to Toronto, then to London, because, well, of course, Queens will play Western tomorrow at 1 p.m. This is a massive rematch, as you can imagine. This is the rivalry game, although admittedly, it has been a bit of a lopsided rivalry in recent years. Queens hasn't beaten Western in any capacity since 2012, I want to say. So it's been a while. It's been a long while. But this may be the year, with how good Queens is and the fact that Western is coming off a loss in their own right. We're going to see. Either way, should be a dramatic, great time. I really hope you will join us. 12:45 for the Something in the Water pregame show, 1 p.m. for kickoff, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Okay, that's enough sports for now, although I'm sure we will circle back to the subject a little bit later on. For the time being, let's get back to the tunes, and here are two tunes from friend of the station, friend of the show, Queen's own Arez Zabari, with Before I Knew You, and then her newest release, fresh off the presses, When She's There, right here on CFRC.
On those nights that we shared in that September, I see a purple neon light. I see the shape of your body. Remember, thinking back on those days all alone in that November. I see my thoughts going way off track, and still I find my way back to knowing right from wrong. And still, after all, I found you. Is that why we're not together? I was seeing red, it got in my head. Can you really stay angry forever? All I know is waking up with you feels better. And to think I let you down. You are the island that keeps me from drowning. Lost at sea. And I guarantee this love will keep us alive. first met, just a couple minutes old, two strangers in a hospital bed. Now you're putting life on fast forward, three monkeys jumping around the room. We were bouncing off the wall, broken bones and a bump in the head. Back then you were 10 feet tall. She's there, you see her trying. When she's up, you kick her down. But when I'm home, I know she's thriving, 'cause nobody escapes this love. And when she's there, you see her trying. When she's up, you kick her down. But when I'm home, I know she's thriving, 'cause nobody escapes this love. You showed me all mine, couldn't take that away if I tried. Did I take you for granted? Well, that's a difficult question. There, you see her trying. When she's up, you kick her down. But when I'm home, I know she's thriving, 'cause nobody escapes this love. And when she's there, you see her trying. When she's up, you kick her down.
Sometimes you see that I'm mad. Don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree, with a joy that's hard to hide. And then sometimes again it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my other side. More than my share, but that's one thing I never mean to do. Oh.
cause they love you. Don't you know I have faults like anyone? Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some little foolish thing, some simple thing that I've done. 'Cause I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. I try so hard, so please don't let me be misunderstood.
This September, KPP Concerts presents a stacked lineup of shows at the Broom Factory featuring everything from big-name acts to local gems. On September 12th, check out punk legends DOA with opening sets by The Meringues and Owl Farm. On September 13th, Kingston's own Oak Ridge Avenue hits the stage with Ottawa Rockers, The New Hires. On September 14th, pop punk and emo cover band Strike Tyson will play alongside local acts Sonic Souvenir and Squid Pistol. September 15th, folk singer Katie Tupper will play a matinee with Kingston's own Luella opening the show. On September 16th, punk heavyweights Authority Zero and Belvedere with special guests Melon Ball are performing. On September 18th, the legendary Martha Wainwright plays live in Kingston. On September 20th, local rockers Cassador return to the Broom Factory with Sparrow Blue. On September 21st, Nova Scotia's Mo Kenny will play a show. And on September 28th, don't miss Virginia to Vegas with special guest Alex Porat. For more information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
CFRC 101.9 FM has opened applications for its 2024-2025 Musicians in Residence program. Young and emerging artists are encouraged to apply to use CFRC studio space as an incubator to create new music, perform it live on air with video simulcast, take part in industry-related workshops for bands who are just starting out, and get paid. Learn more and apply today at cfrc.ca.
Kick your shoes off at the door.
Looking at my sister, she was 29. Culver City slicker, drinking natural wine. Moved to a new country, she was 25. I'm still here with grandma, counting all the time. 5 years since I left New York City. 6 until my mother had a family. 7 till I hit a wall at 30. Gotta buy a second hand tour bus, trying to fall in love. All this time, I'm thinking about everything but right now. All this time, about everything but right now. All this time I'm thinking about everything but right now. All this time I'm thinking about, thinking about, thinking about. Been 8 years since Donnie got a degree in law. Been 2 months since I left my part-time job. Can't see the difference, can't see much, can't see much. Can't find the reasons I feel stuck, stuck. Just a witness, kinda like an NPC. Making movies just a dream that I don't need. Can't give a reason, can't give much. I could try harder, but I suck. All this time, I'm thinking about everything but right now. All this time, I'm thinking about everything but right now. All this time, I'm thinking about everything but right now. All this time, I'm thinking about, thinking about, thinking about. All this time, I'm thinking about.
I'm protected by the CIA, is that insane? I'm respected by the girls and gays cause they relate. I've been hopping out like Stan, good morning USA, good morning USA. There's an alien in my basement, I do not redact my death statement. I do not have a damn replacement, you can pull it straight, you gotta shake it.
You that I'm feeling, I know how to deal it. Hey, tiger, you on fire, cause it's me that I feel, I'm feeling you.
Untouchable swag by thousand, untouchable swag by thousand, untouchable swag by thousand, untouchable swag.
Insane. He give me knowledge cause he know I got a big ass brain. There's only so much swag a little West Coast girl can take. And I'm at capacity, Jesus Christ, no blasphemy. He gon' make it blasphemy, make him forget his past for me. Ballin' A's like pasta meat, give my respect to Ali G.
There's an alien in my basement, I do not redact my dead semen. I do not have a damn replacement.
Wait, I
had
to think about the next one.
And it's you that I'm feeling, and I know how to deal it. Hey, tiger, you on fire, cause it's me that I feel, I'm feeling you. Untouchable swag 5,000, untouchable swag 5,000, untouchable swag 5,000, untouchable swag.
Untouchable swag 5,000, 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 untouchable swag, untouchable swag 5,000.
My swag will never settle. I get the swag gold medal. My swag will never settle. I get the swag gold medal. My swag will never settle. I get the swag gold medal. My swag will never settle. I get the swag gold medal.
I do what I know.
Untouchable swag 5,000, untouchable swag 5,000, untouchable swag 5,000, untouchable swag
5,000, untouchable swag 5,000, untouchable swag 5,000,
untouchable swag 5,000.
And we're back. You just heard the bona fide city pop classic Plastic Love by Maria Takauchi. Prior to that, we had Untouchable Swag 5000 by Chia, a pair of Canadian vocalists, mostly based out of Vancouver. Leading into that, we had S Star UT for XL, because I don't think I can say the uncensored word at public radio, you know, at 8:33-ish in the morning. So better safe than sorry there. We also, in that music block, and you may notice a theme here, heard from the iconic Nina Simone with Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. We had two, count them two, Arez Zabari tracks with Before I Knew You and her newest release, written about her lovely mother, When She's There. So an all-female band and artist block there to kick off your Friday morning. Apropos of nothing, I've just been really digging a lot more female vocalists as of late. Folks, this is something maybe only I will care about, but I'm gonna mention it all the same because I am excited for it. In about 2 weeks' time, the latest in the beloved monolithic media franchise, so the latest release in Dragon Ball, which you may know better as Dragon Ball Z, in its kind of media canon, is a video game, an arena fighter, that is a sequel to a much beloved video game released on the PlayStation 2 back in the mid-2000s. So there's a... yeah, there's no cool way to say this. A series of games called Budokai Tenkaichi, or Mightiest Under the Heavens. And they're all fighting games, and Dragon Ball as a franchise, spanning manga, anime, movies, and even video games, not just inspired by, but also creating like original characters therein. It's a massive, massive character set. There are hundreds of characters across the canon, and the appeal of these games is often that you can play as, you know, a lot of the ones that you like as a kid. Even if they're kind of, well, in the grand scheme of a fighting game, if they would be terrible characters. But it doesn't matter, you can play as them. You can play as, although not in this game, but in past iterations, you could play as like a 7-year-old girl in a trucker hat who just ran into things. Because the creator of the series, Akira Toriyama, may he rest peacefully, had a bit of an off-brand kind of goofball sense of humor. But you can play as 183 characters in Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, albeit many of them are just variations of existing characters, so different forms of the same guy. So Goku, who is... that's the guy. That's the guy for Dragon Ball. Everybody knows who Goku is. I think there's like 15 versions of him, so maybe the 183 number is a bit of a cheat. But all the same, I am very excited because it's just ludicrous, ridiculous, over-the-top action. And the Dragon Ball series, be it the original Dragon Ball, which is like a fun, cute little story about Goku meeting his friends and traveling around and going on zany adventures to the West inspired shenanigans. It's lovely. It has great music. Very simple, especially in comparison to where the series would go. Dragon Ball Z is like the perfect edgy 90s update to the Dragon Ball franchise. And that's the one that it's kind of like how for video games, Nintendo is what your parents call every console. Dragon Ball Z is sort of like that, alongside Pokemon. It is the kind of defining franchise within the zeitgeist. So anime is all either like Pokemon or Dragon Ball Z in the minds of the uninformed, which is fine. Right? You shouldn't know about anime if you are over the age, sadly, of 31, so I'm getting there. They're gonna have to Logan's Run me soon. But it's unessential information normally. And then, in more recent years, there were two sequels to the Dragon Ball series released on television. There was Dragon Ball GT, which everybody hated, although, I will say, pretty incredible music. Love it. And then Dragon Ball Super, which was released in the last 10 years and mostly isn't very good, but is fun. But yes, to circle back around, I'm very excited for the game, largely because the music in the Dragon Ball franchise ranges from kind of pastoral and peaceful to hyper-mega-guitar-synth extravaganza explosion, and the American music especially really leaned hard into, like, the tail end of the 80s synth. You got some incredible work by Bruce Falconer, who is just an all-time composer to me. He's my John Williams. He's my Hans Zimmer. He's not really known for anything other than Dragon Ball Z, but my goodness, did he put his heart and soul into each and every single song. Come mid-October, if I am conspicuous by my absence, I'm probably in my house on my PlayStation 5 playing Dragon Ball Sparking Zero. And maybe I'm playing as one of the cool alien guys, and I'm zooming around, and I'm blasting, and I'm having fun. Or maybe I'm playing as, and this is his character name, Mr. Satan, who is a kind of braggadocious human that has those kind of, like, fake martial arts energies. He's got a big handlebar mustache and an afro. He's one of the goats of the franchise, and certainly one of my favorites. As a mediocre man, I aspire to be as successful and as beloved as Mr. Satan. Alright, let's get back down to business. Coming up next, we have New Peach Pit with Did You Love Somebody? Right here on the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9 FM and, of course, CFRC.ca.
So soft and low, did you wake your loves that have come before? Did you bring all those songs you sing, or have I been sung only songs for me? Did you love somebody only just for the rush like me? Don't you go all silent too, just let me chew on all the things that you wanna tell me. I've heard whisper on a wing, let silence stay, so go and say what you wanna tell me. Somebody for to make your mistake, your fool. Did you feel the pale wind blow past you so right as you feel the same? Don't you go all silent too, just let me chew that you wanna tell me. I heard whisper on a wing, let silence stay, so go on, say what you wanna tell me. Don't you go all silent too, just let me chew on all the things that you wanna tell me. I heard whisper on a wing, let silence stay, so go on, say sell me. Let go, right as you feel.
feels like you're driving on the wrong side of the road, mama. And I say I believe you even though I know you're lying. Yeah, cause I want no drama. Cause I will keep the peace with any means, any means necessary. Even if it means living a dream that never ends and drives me crazy. Sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na, sha-na. If you're feeling good, I'm feeling good too, mama. Sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na. Nothing to do. People keep telling me that I'm not the pain, but I'm the pill. Yeah, I'm the keeper. Think of me and what you want. Think of me and what you will. Cause I'm a big believer that I will keep the peace. Given for
guilty. I wanna feel that it's wrong. I wanna know peace again. Wanna be singing a different song. It's only a question if somebody brings it up. So I'm pushing it down and praying he won't see it when I come. I'm pushing it down and praying.
Couldn't list all of the reasons. Everything I want, falling more at every season. Yeah, everything I want, I'm everything you want. Now I see the weather's got me. Sun, you'll come around. I had finally figured out you were just around the corner. Oh, such a pretty sight. I'm trying to do it right this
seconds. 5,785,920 minutes. 96,432 hours. 4,018 days. 574 weeks. 13 games, 11 long, excruciating years. That's how long it's been since the Queen's Gaels last experienced victory over their most hated rivals, the Western Mustangs. On Saturday, September 28th, 2024, 11 years to the day of their last victory, the Gaels get their next shot at Ontario's best. And
and CFRC will be there live to call all the action. Tune in at 12:45 p.m. for the pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
Join CFRC at Kingston Writers Fest for At a Loss for Words with Carol Off on September 29th at 10:45 at the Screening Room. In a world where wokeness and fake news are thrown around as pejoratives, Carol Off offers her insight on how to mindfully traverse the current global political climate with the best vocabulary we have access to. Join her for a look inside her latest book, At a Loss for Words, which delves into the meaning of her six chosen words, freedom, democracy, truth, woke, choice, and taxes, unpacking the forces from right and left that have altered them beyond recognition. For more information, festival passes, and single event tickets, visit kingstonwritersfest.ca.